Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, fiduciary, and the founder here at Crystal Clear Finances, and I'm excited because for the month of February, we're going to be talking about how do we position for 2022. So we've got a lot of things that we're going to go over today and over the course of the next few weeks. Now today though, we have something a little fun I've planned. I pulled two of the leading top predictions of what's going to go on for 2022. And both you and I know that you can predict all kinds of things. It doesn't really mean that's what's going to happen, but I like to know what the economists are saying. I like to know what the scuttlebutt news is out there so that I can adjust clients' accounts accordingly. So let's jump in today because I want to talk about one of the reports that I received from Bob Dahl. Now, I know you've heard me talk about him a lot. He's one of my favorite economists, chief investment officer at Crossmark, and I love hearing what he has to say. So let me just start by let's talk about what he said about 2021. Let's see how he did, because usually he is 8 out of 10 and knocks it out of the park. And this year was no different. In fact, when we go back and we look at what he said that growth would beat value. So I'm going to pause there for a moment and kind of get everyone on the same page. Well, what does that mean? Growth is going to beat value, or it did last year. That just means that when you have companies that are designed to be growth-oriented, not pay you a dividend, but be growth-oriented, they did better than more of the value-oriented companies. Why does that even matter to you? Because every year when I look to see what should be inside a client's portfolio, I'm looking to see, do I want growth-oriented investments or do I want values-based? And growth-oriented are companies that are just going to reinvest their own money within themselves. They're not going to give you a dividend. And that means they have more potential to invent new things, get stronger, grow bigger. And the way you make money on them is you make money because the value of them increases over time. So last year, growth did pretty good. When we look at last year, we also saw that large companies beat out the small companies. And again, you might think, why does that really matter to me, Crystal? Because I'm going to take the same viewpoint I did last year. I'm going to look at all the data that's come in and I'm going to share it with you. And then I look at it and say, well, should we be investing in large companies this year or small? Last year, most of my clients were glad that, hey, we did large companies as opposed to small. And another area that did really well last year was that US beat international in overall returns. That helps again when I'm deciding how I'm going to place things. So that kind of gives you an idea of what happened last year. But let's talk about what do we think is going to happen this year. And again, nothing is ever guaranteed. Now, what I've done is on my computer, and I know those of you who are listening to me by radio, you can't see this, but you can always go over to our YouTube channel for Crystal Clear Finances and you can hit subscribe, and then you can see this every week. But what I have on my computer for my YouTube viewers is the top 10 predictions that Bob Dahl has listed, and I'm going to go through them with you so that you can understand how do you break this down and make it relevant to your life. If you don't have an advisor, I'd love to walk this through and help put a plan together for you. If you do have an advisor, then give our office a call. We'll send you these predictions, and then you can take them to your advisor and say, hey, this is what Crystal at Crystal Clear Finances is saying. What are we doing in our portfolio? So let's take a look at this. I'm going to go to the very first one. And what they're saying is for 2022, number one prediction is that the US real growth and inflation remains above trend, but will decline. What does that mean in English? It just means that one of the things that they're seeing is that inflation will slowly begin to creep back, but that doesn't mean, oh, please make sure you understand, that doesn't mean it's going away. But this increase of week over week, how many of you have gone into the grocery store and 1 week the price was something, the next week it was higher, the next week it was still higher, and then the next week it was higher even more? What we are hoping is that what we'll see in 2022 is those big jumps of every week, the inflation increasing, will kind of start slowing down and evening out. Maybe we might even see it take a step backwards. Wouldn't that be nice? The second thing that we want to look at here is that inflation falls, but core inflation remains stuck around 3%. We just mentioned that. We also, one of the predictions that he talks about is that the 10-year treasuries are going to start being reduced and they're declining. But I want to hang out here on prediction number 4, because it talks about the stocks will begin to experience their first 10% correction since the pandemic and fail to make the gains widely expected. I'm going to hang out here and let's talk for a while. Because what's happened is, over the past few years, although that there's been COVID, although there's been all kinds of ups and downs and everything we can think of, the stock market overall has done very well. How many of you, if you look at your portfolios, can say, wow, look at what's happened. I love the growth that I experienced. Well, what happens is, when we get used to experiencing growth every year, despite what's happening in our economy, we come into this illusion that, you know what, the stocks are just going to keep growing. We're going to keep having great returns, no matter what's going on in the economy. And that, folks, is not true. I talk all the time about how the market is actually a cycle. What's happened is, we've been kind of hanging out near the top for quite a while now. And even with people getting paychecks when they didn't work, even with COVID, all the different things, the stock market's done well. I don't think we're going to see that type of growth this year. In fact, when we begin to look at what's going on in the economy, we should have some growth. But you know what they're saying? Is that we're going to have some bumpy rides too. We can't have our cake and eat it too. And for 2 years, we've given free money, let people stay at home and still get paid. We've had a lot of things that went on and said, look, it didn't even impact us. Look, the stock market's wonderful. Well, all the chickens come home to roost. Is that how they say it? I know, I'm showing my age. But the point of the matter is, we're going to see, I believe, that this year, that the market will get bumpy. And when the market getting bumpy, it doesn't mean that we're going into a recession and a depression and that we need to get worried. All that it means is that we need to be prepared for it. This is why you hear us preach all the time about the importance of not just having your investments in the market, but having safe money outside the market. This way, when we have what they're saying is at least 1 or 2 10% pullbacks, instead of panicking from it, we can realize when the market pulls back, that's going to be a great time for us to be able to buy while the market's low. And if we need money, we can pull it from someplace else that's outside the market. If we don't have pullbacks in the market, then we don't get to buy things when they're on sale. And we keep buying stocks and pieces of companies, because that's what stocks are. We keep buying them at full price. After a while, it gets boring buying everything at top price. We need those opportunities for the market to come down a good 10, maybe even 20%, so that we can begin to buy in at those low prices, so that when the market goes back up, we rise back up with those prices. Remember, when we talk about a market cycle, it always goes from peak to trough. It goes from the there where everything's really good, we're making money, everybody's happy, everybody's overspending, everybody's getting the big screen TVs, whatever the case is. And so you see that time, then we go through a contraction where all of a sudden we have some bumps and it hurts and we don't like it. And so we say, I guess I'm going to have to pay attention now. I'm going to have to start pulling back the way I do my spending. And then we go through the trough, which is the time where nothing seems right. That's the time where the market's down and people get scared. But if we can understand, we don't have to be scared when it comes to the market. If we literally understand, it's all part of that circle, that cycle that it goes through. Peak, contraction, trough, and then expansion again. And we go through it. If you can get really thick skin, like hopefully you will have this year, when we have those 10% pullbacks, I can tell you what we're going to be doing with our clients. We're going to be going in there. We're going to say, oh, good, a 10% pullback. The clients that have had putting cash on side waiting for buying opportunities, we're going to be jumping in then. In fact, we have a whole list of clients that we talk with that have put money to the side that say, Crystal, whenever there's a pullback, we'd like to get in. And that's when we use it. So when we look at this, that the stocks are going to have their 10% at least correction in 2022, we're excited about that. Now, what about those of our clients that say, well, Crystal, I don't want to buy more stock. I'm actually in a different phase in life. I'm at a place where I'm taking money out of the market. I don't want those 10%. In a case like that, what we're doing even now at the beginning of this year, we're sitting down with our clients, we're looking at their portfolio, we're seeing how much money that they need, and then we're taking that amount and we're putting it to the side. And we're saying, you know what? We're going to put this money over here. We locked in the gains, we sold it at a high, and every month we're going to give you a distribution of it. And you know what? If the market goes down that 10%, it's not going to impact this money because we already sold it at a high. So we calculate how much a client needs throughout the year, and we put that money in a separate bucket and disperse it as needed. That's pretty cool the way I look at it, because then now our clients can be excited when there's downturns, because then they can buy things on sale. Or the clients can look at it and say, I need an income stream. Well, that's cool, because what we're going to do is, even though the market's down, we already sold it at a high in advance. These are one of the reasons why taking time to hear what the economists are saying and predicting about the coming year is so important. You know, are they always right? No, but there are principles that we can look at. If they're telling me within the first 4 points that inflation is still going to be here, then that means that I need to make sure that the client's money is growing at least 3%, 4%, 5% on the safe money side, just to keep up with the cost of living. You know, one of the things we're going to be doing later on in this month is we're going to be talking and showing real life examples on our computer screen using software, showing how inflation literally eats away our purchasing power. And we want to make sure everyone understands that so that we can position properly. So going back to this, when we talk about the fact that stocks will probably start having some pullbacks, my advice would be, change your mindsets. Get ready for this year. Not be fearful, but get ready for it. For those of you who have been looking for opportunities to make purchases on sale, this could be your year. You could have a lot of opportunities. And for those of you who are taking an income stream, make sure you're talking with your advisor. Make sure now at the beginning of the year, they're positioning you to be able to have an income stream throughout the year that won't be impacted by what's going on in the market. Well, what we're gonna do, we're gonna take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. It's a new year, new hopes, new opportunities, and new possibilities. The question is, will you be ready to make the most of them? Having a financial plan can provide direction, stability, and peace of mind. It can help you recognize the right opportunities for you and pivot from those you should quickly pass by. Call Crystal Clear Finances today for a free consultation, and together, let's create a plan that's right for you. Call 518-433-7181 today. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm excited to be here with you because we are talking about what they're predicting for 2022. And if you're like me, my name's Crystal, but I don't got a crystal ball. I can hear all of these predictions that are out there, But not every one of them comes true. But you know what? There's usually a seed of truth. And so what I'm doing is I'm gathering, like I do every year, all the news from different economists, chief investment officers, finding out the way they're looking at the year. And then I'm sitting down with my clients and I'm acting accordingly. Now, before the break, we had talked about the first four prediction that Bob Dole, who's the chief investment officer at Crossmark, I talked about how he had said, listen, it's going to be a little bit bumpy this year from what we see, but we've got some buying opportunities. And again, I encourage you, talk with your financial advisor about how they have you positioned this year. If you don't have a financial advisor, well, of course, give us a call at 518-433-7181. We'll sit down and make sure your components are in the right place. So let's dive back to where when we look at prediction number five, and I love this one. It talks about cyclical, value, and small stocks are going to outperform defense, growth, and large stocks. That's a mouthful. What does that even mean? Well, let's break it down because this will have influence on how I'm investing for my clients this year. So let me explain what I see. When you talk about cyclical stocks, what does that mean? Well, cyclical stocks are stocks like cars, home improvement, things that are discretionary where people are using their money to travel. They're going in the airlines. Those type of stocks, they see that in 2022 are probably going to be pretty good. Now, does that mean that Crystal Clear Finances is recommending that you go out and buy all these cyclical stocks? No. But I am saying is I'm going to be sitting down with my clients in their portfolios, and I'm going to research to see what cyclical stocks needs to be in their portfolios, what building materials, what car companies, what airlines, what transportation, whether they should be in their portfolio or not. That's a discussion I'll have with them. But if economists are already saying that that's what they see as a good area, it's something, well, something to put in the back of your mind. Now, the other area they talked about was value stocks. So when you talk about value stocks, in this case, they're not talking about value like this is what I believe. They're talking about the difference between growth and value stocks, where companies that are on sale because they have future potential. You're going to purchase those and small stocks. I love looking at the small stocks. Those are companies, they probably fall down pretty quick, but they can get up quickly, more than the big companies, because when big companies stumble, boy, it takes them a while to recover. Well, small stocks, small cap companies, smaller companies, those are the ones that they're predicting in 2022 are going to be good. So if you're a good old do-it-yourselfer, that means you're probably going to go online and look up small cap companies. You're going to look and do your research, the PE ratios and everything. And if you're not a do-it-yourselfer, you're probably going to call Crystal Clear Finances. And we're going to sit down and we're going to figure out how much cyclical stocks you're having, how much value-oriented stocks you're going to have, and how many small cap companies you're going to have inside your portfolio. Now, I want to make a comment here. Does that mean that if you have these different ones, well, then they'll never go down? Absolutely not. What it means is that there's a chance that we might have some shining stars in there, so I'm going to include them in the portfolio. And when they talk about the fact that large cap companies may not be the shining star this year, does that mean I'm going to get rid of everything in everyone's portfolio? No. Because if they're down, the really good ones, I'm just going to buy a few more shares and a few more shares while they're on sale. Do you see how when you put together a portfolio and when you can hear what the economist says, they're literally giving you a roadmap of how you can lay out your investments? Because I know some of those of you who are viewing me on our YouTube channel and those of you who are listening to me through our radio program, some of you are do-it-yourselfers. You like to do all this. You're right up my alley as far as loving to dive into this. But a lot of you have a different focus. You're raising families, you're working jobs, you're doing everything else that you need to, and you need someone who this is their sweet spot. And that's what we do here. So we're going to be including those in our portfolios for our clients. So let's go on to the next one, because we're talking about the top 10 predictions. And again, we've taken these from Bob Dahl, who is with Crossmark. He used to be with Nuveen. He's now the chief investment officer over at Crossmark. And number six, he talks about one of the predictions he sees is that financials and energy will outperform utilities and communication services. Now, that's interesting because a lot of people, when they had bank stock last year, they weren't very happy with it. In fact, a lot of individuals sold their bank and financial stocks because they said it's not doing as well as they wanted. I'm going to go back to that statement I've always said, is that you want to have a little piece that's in every corner, because not every piece will have its time in the sun. The way I kind of look at it is, have you ever played tic-tac-toe? You know that tic-tac-toe grid? If you can put a piece of stock in each component on it, then when it's time for it to shine, we're still going to keep the pieces down here on the bottom right that nobody else is saying is good, because there comes a time when that's its moment to shine. And so we want to look at this and realize, okay, financials and energies, those of you who kept them, those of you who said, you know, they're not shining right now, but I'm going to keep buying them at the low, you're probably going to be pretty glad this year. Remember, when you're evaluating stocks, you're not just looking at the rate of return for that year. You want to look to see, what is the stock offering? Is it something that people can benefit from? And if it's something that people can benefit from, and it's something that it's a well-run company, and it's still not doing good, then your next question is to ask, well, if it's not doing good, is it because the company was bad, or just it's the wrong time in the economy? And if it's the wrong time in the economy, you begin to ask, well, will there be a future time in the economy that this could be good? And if the answer is yes, then why would you get rid of it? You know, so many times I think we hurt ourselves when we own a stock portfolio, when we're just chasing the rate of return. And that's what my hope is as we go over these top 10 predictions today, is that as you face the new year, as you begin to look at it, you can say, okay, I need to put this in perspective. If I'm looking at something just for rate of return, is that the best way to look at it? Or long-term, do we look to see the quality of the company? Do we look to see if it offers something that people can use, and then relate it to what's going on in the world? So let's jump in. I want to make sure in our remaining time together that we are able to go through the remaining predictions they had. So number seven was that international stocks will outperform the U.S. for only the second year in the last decade. Oy, that's a big statement. You know, a lot of times when Trump was in office, people would say, buy American, hire American. And boy, did that go. I mean, you saw the American stocks, U.S. growth, it just went through the roof. People loved it. There have been some changes in the way that our government is run. I know, hashtag shocker. We all know that. But the fact that they're saying there may be some international growth this year is going to cause me to look at my client's portfolio to make sure they at least have a little exposure overseas. Most of them do. But just to check to see, okay, what are some quality companies we can invest in? I think a lot of times when we think overseas stocks, we think these little startup places. But you know what? It can be U.S.-based companies that literally choose to go overseas and market their product. I think about Coca-Cola. That's a great example where they have a very strong U.S.-based presence, but then they can go over to China. They can go over to Japan. They can go over to Taiwan. They can go over wherever they want to go, and they can say, we already have the infrastructure needed from our U.S. base, and now we're going to bring it overseas. So don't be nervous when it comes to investing internationally, because internationally can be established U.S. companies that choose to expand their reach into a different country, to a different demographic, so that their value, their product, can continue to grow. So that's an interesting one that they have here. I would make sure, again, if you're working with an investment advisor, to bring that up. What do you have in a percentage for international exposure? Number eight, when you look at Bob Dole and his predictions that are for 2022, is we can see that values-based investing continues to gain shares. Now, this one is near and dear to my heart because this is actually talking about values-based as in, this is what I believe. And we've seen a lot of individuals where they're saying, hey, it's important to me that I invest in companies that are against cancer and they're finding a way to cure it. It's important to me to invest in companies that are going to take care of nature, that are going to be respectful for the world that we live in. But then there are also companies where we can invest in that reflect our personal value. You know, we've talked many times last year about the fact that if we don't like the culture within our communities, then what we need to do is to invest in different companies because companies are the ones that influence the culture of your community. How do they do that? Because when you invest in a company, you buy their product, you give them money. They're able to take the money that is the profit to invest in things and culture changers that they believe in. And when they can invest in cultures they believe in and you don't agree with it, you're actually empowering them to have that influence. If you don't like the way the community or the country is going, choose carefully what companies you're going to be buying their products and investing them in them because you are equipping them with influence. Wow. So values-based investing, one of the predictions is more and more people are coming awake to it. In fact, one of the things that you can do is you can go to inspireinvestments.com. And if you have names and ticker symbols of stocks that you wonder, I wonder what they're doing. You can enter it into their ticker symbol and they will give you a full breakdown on where everything stands. So values-based investing, while it started small, it is gaining a lot of momentum and I'm happy to see that it's listed as one of the 8 top predictions that it's going to continue to grow. Then let's move on to the last two. After a 60-year low in 2021, federal interest expense will begin a long-term move higher. There is going to be a lot of expenses that our government is going to have to start paying. And guess what? I believe they're going to pass those expenses on to you. They're going to need more money to pay their bills, and they're going to go where the money is, which is you and me. And so we need to, and that's what we're going to spend time in another program, we need to begin to position our resources in a way that it can't be taxed. We paid it once, and we're done. And then the last prediction that they have is that the Republicans gain at least 20 to 25 House seats and they barely win the Senate. Now that I know is more of a political statement, but I have watched the way he has given his predictions every year. He's pretty spot on the money. He has a really good track record. I would encourage you. You could go to crossmark.com, look up Bob Dole, D-O-L-L, or you can always give us a call at 518-433-7181 or info@crystalclearfinances.com. We'd be happy to send this list of top 10 predictions to you because every one of them is instrumental in helping you make sure that you have a quality portfolio. And I want to, in our brief time remaining moments, understand that you don't start every year by scrapping your portfolio from last year and starting over. Well, then there would be no long-term momentum. What we want to do, though, is make tweaks along the way. We need to look at what your overall portfolio is, take the news that we receive from the economists, and then make adjustments so that you continue to reap the harvest of what every year can bring. Well, I am looking at the time and realizing that we are close to the end of our time together. I want to encourage you, give our office a call at 518-433-7181 and let's schedule a free initial consultation. Let's sit down, let's look at your portfolio, let's look at the top 10 predictions and let's see how close they come together. And if there are some tweaks that we need to make in your portfolio, let's sit down at the beginning of the year and let's do it together. So until next week, I would encourage you to continue to reach out and give us a call, 518-433-7181, and join us again as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.